The Philadelphia Fringe has closed its curtain for this year. The annual theater festival broke attendance records, but it also suffered setbacks due to city inspections and changes in federal rules around international travel. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us more.
Just 2 days after Philly Fringe started on September 4th, the U.S. Department of State tightened federal rules on visas. Anyone applying for a visa must physically go to the consulate in their country of origin. And because of this, Circus Abyssinia was canceled. The performance company is led by two Ethiopian brothers based in England. They were supposed to perform as part of Black Circus Week at Cannonball, a performance hub within the Philly Fringe. TJ Aladdin is a producer there.
It has never been easy for artists from certain countries, Black and brown countries mostly, to get here. Whether it's the left that's in charge, or the center, or the right, it's never been easy for certain folks.
The empty Macy's store in the Watermaker building downtown was supposed to host a cabaret series over 3 weekends during Fringe. But after the first weekend, Philadelphia licenses and inspections canceled the rest. Fringe CEO Nell Bong Jensen said it was due to lapsed elevator and sprinkler certifications.
We had actually been issued the permit to do the show, and then it was revoked. And it turned out Macy's certificates were more than 2 years out of date.
The performances were produced by the Bearded Ladies Cabaret, which took a financial hit. Artistic director Rose Jarbo asked ticket holders to donate the cost of the ticket back to the Bearded Ladies. She called 100 people and individually serenaded them.
Thank you for being a friend, for traveling down that road and back again. Your hearts are true, you are pals and you're confidant.
Despite the drawbacks, the Fringe Festival broke attendance records, selling more than 33,000 tickets. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.